Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Thanks so much for being here and happy July.
Yay!
Yeah. Can you believe it's July?
No, actually, I cannot.
Yeah, I actually really cannot.
It's crazy. I just feel like we were just in May and I was hating my life because it was still winter. And now it's not. Now it's summer and it's July. I love July.
Yeah, me too.
It's great.
It's also the week of the 4th of July.
Yes.
So what are your plans?
I'm going down to Vegas. Okay. I'm going to be with family. It's going to be balls hot, but it'll be good.
It's going to be balls hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my parents, my sister, and or not my sister-in-law, my sister, have nice pools, and all my siblings will be there. So it'll be really fun.
Good.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. We're just like hanging out with some friends.
Nice.
We're going to barbecue.
Neighborhood friends?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. I think we're going to do like s'mores at the park and fun. Watch fireworks and
fun.
Barbecue and maybe like splash pad earlier in the day or something. But yeah.
Yeah. You guys have, I've said this before, but you guys have such a fun like neighborhood vibe.
I know.
I'm very envious.
Yeah, it's very fun.
I need you guys to adopt me. I just need to move next door to you. Well, not next door now because someone moved in there. But I need to move somewhere by you.
Yeah, a new military gal moved next door to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Mr. Shaw at that house. But yeah, no, my neighborhood is so, so fun. I actually have a story about my neighborhood.
Oh, spill the tea.
In my life updates.
Are we ready? Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so.
I have none, by the way, so take over.
Okay, well, great. So first one, this was last night. Okay, so a little bit of a backstory.
Okay.
I have a friend named Sophie. Okay. Sophie and I met while working at doTERRA.
Okay.
And she was the receptionist in the spa, which is where I worked when I worked at doTERRA. And anyway, we were really close. I was even like her witness at her wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because her and her husband just got married in like a courthouse.
Okay.
And so I was like her witness and the whole
fun.
Thing. Yeah, but I haven't seen her in a little while. It's actually been like over a year.
Okay.
Since I've seen her. Anyway, she's not super active on Instagram, but she posted last night on Instagram and she was like life lately. And so anyway, it was like the first photo and it was like her and her husband standing in front of a house. And I was like, oh, like those houses look very familiar. Like they looked like the houses in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And then as I kept scrolling through the photos, there were pictures of like her backyard. And her backyard faces like a road that I drive on every single day.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, you live in my neighborhood. So I messaged her immediately and I was like, you moved to my neighborhood. You live in my neighborhood.
That's I'm
like,
so fun.
This is an emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so she finally got back to me. Yeah. I was like, send me your address right now. I'm like, which house do you live at?
Yeah.
So she sent it to me. It's literally like a 2-minute walk. Like she lives right by my mailboxes.
Oh my gosh.
You know? So I know.
Can't wait. That's so exciting.
I know. And so anyway, last night I was like, I'm inviting myself over tomorrow. Like, what time do you get off work? I'm coming over.
We're gonna play. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you're showing me the house. And anyway, so yeah. So today she texted me when she got off work and I went over and I looked at her new house and she literally is like a 2-minute walk away from me.
That's so amazing.
It's so fun.
That is so fun.
I know.
It's great.
I know, but isn't that kind of funny?
That's just so random.
I know. That actually happened to me, I don't know, maybe a month ago too. This guy I'd gone to high school with posted on Facebook a picture of his new house and I was like, I'm pretty positive that's in my neighborhood. Anyway, sure enough, at church, there he was. And he like even came up to me after and he was like, I don't know if you know me, but like we went to high school together and we've been Facebook friends for like 10 years. And I was like, yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
I was like, I saw that you moved into my neighborhood. But
that's so funny.
Yeah. It's like the hot place to live, I guess.
Apparently.
Yeah. So
love it. Well, they are beautiful houses.
Oh, thanks.
So, yeah.
They're actually like not the best built, I feel.
Well, that's every house these days though.
I don't know. There's some crazy horror stories from people in my neighborhood.
That's like the houses right by the new Saratoga Springs LDS temple.
Oh, really?
The houses right there are POSs.
Really?
Yes. They're all flood.
So beautiful.
They all flood every time there's a storm.
No, why?
Yeah, it's something to do with like their landscaping and their window wells, but like the builders are saying it's the landscaper's fault and the landscapers are saying it's the builder's fault. And so like some people have been able to like figure it out, but like other people are just like pretty much SOL because no one will take accountability.
Oh Oh my gosh.
And then it just like happens every time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And the rodents in that neighborhood are also really bad.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Not the rodents.
Yeah. I have, well, yeah, I know a couple people that live on that street. So yeah. I've just heard stories. But anyway, yeah, they're like beautiful houses, but
stunning.
They're, yeah, they're, I don't know. That's just Utah now though.
Yeah.
They get put up so fast and they all just kind of suck.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my house is older. It's not even that old. It's a 2000, it was built in 2001. Oh, so like it's old, but like not actually old, you know?
Yeah.
But it was really well made. Like we just don't really have any issues, knock on wood. I should not put that on the universe, but yeah.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Yeah. And like you can't like hear too much. You know what I mean? Like some people's walls are like paper thin.
That's kind of how my walls are.
Yeah, ours are a little better, I think.
Yeah, that's good. Insulated better.
Yeah.
Yeah, my honestly, you can hear everything going on in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So David used to work from home in the basement and he could hear like everything going on in the house.
Oh
no. Yeah. So anyway, not anymore, but that was a thing at one point.
Yeah. Do you have any other weekly updates?
Yes.
Okay.
So my only other one is that I went to a military banquet this last weekend.
Oh yeah. How was that? Oh my gosh. Wait, I feel bad. I haven't asked how that was.
That's
We've
fine.
Just been like chatting about this episode and I didn't even stop to say like, hey, how'd it go? You looked really beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, your dress was stunning.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I told David he did not do it justice with his photos.
Well, you don't think? Oh, no. I mean, they could always be better, but
yeah,
you could tell that it was amazing.
I'm training him to be an Instagram husband.
Good, good.
Yeah, that's I'm trying to train him. But yeah, it's a really beautiful dress. It was from Reformation.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like, I don't know, the length was not shown or something in that dress, but it's really, it's a really beautiful dress. I love it.
It's like drop waist, right?
Yeah, it's like a drop waist bubble dress.
And you look really good in black.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
The platinum with the black is just good.
Just, yeah, good all around, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, but yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, how was it? Was it fun?
It was actually super fun. I mean, because you've been to military banquets, right?
Yeah.
Like they're all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they do like a million toasts?
Yes. The a million toasts, the grog, you know.
Was the grog alcoholic or non-alcoholic? Or did they have
alcoholic.
Both?
No, they did not have both.
Because I've been to some where they have both.
Some of them, they have both.
When we're in Utah.
Yeah. No, it was alcoholic.
Okay.
It was really gross though.
Yeah,
a guy.
It's disgusting.
Well, I mean, it's gross. Anyway, so for those who don't know, the grog is like, it's a military tradition, but it's a big, like, I don't know, what is it? Like a big barrel?
But
is it like an alcohol barrel or whatever?
Yeah,
like a beer barrel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what it's called, but
basically, they will say like, I'm trying to give an example. They'll say like, tea for our, like, I'm gonna add tea for like our friends across seas or whatever, and they'll pour like a random beverage into the grog. Okay, so it's like a mixture of different alcohols and
like a
liquids. Yes,
like grosser.
It's gross. There was one guy who contributed his urine sample. Okay,
stop it right now. That is repulsive.
It's repulsive, yeah. And I feel like I've seen this a couple times, but there was one guy that put like sand from a boot in it. Like, it's just gross.
That's disgusting.
But the urine sample is what got me.
Yeah, come on.
I know, come on. Like,
we can be gross, but not like that gross.
Like dirty, grimy.
Like dirty, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that happened. But anyway, yeah, they're all the same.
People just drink that.
Yeah.
Gross. Not David, though, I'm assuming.
No. Yeah, not David. And that's, I would not let him.
No.
Period.
Nasty.
I'd be like, no.
Yeah. Not when you're sleeping next to me in bed.
Yeah. No. Not when you're kissing me with that mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No, it was good. We went to, it was at Snowbird.
So fun.
And so, yeah. And we got to stay in this really nice, it's like a resort, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's called The Cliff.
Okay.
And it's like right, I don't know, are you familiar with Snowbird?
I don't even think I've ever been to Snowbird, actually.
Okay, this was like my first time too. Okay. But yeah, they have like the mountain coaster.
Okay.
Which I'm sure you've seen. I think they have one at Park City too. Okay. It's like a similar thing.
Okay.
Or like the slide. So they have the coaster and then the slide.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Slides.
Yeah.
Park City, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a similar thing. They have like a coaster though, which is really fun. And David and I rode it the day after and it was super fun. And then I'm trying to think what else they have. They have like the tram that goes up the mountain to like a restaurant and different things.
Oh, that's so That's so fun and so pretty.
Yeah. No, it was gorgeous.
Because it's so green up there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we've had so much snow and rain.
And it was so nice, too, because it was like 20 degrees cooler.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. So amazing. Anyway, it was super fun because, yeah, it was like in like this really beautiful like resort and there were like fun things to do. And yeah. they did like a discounted rate for anyone who was going to the military banquet. So right. we stayed the night and it was like a fun little night away.
Yeah. But, would you guys go again? Do you think like if you like had to do a staycation instead of go somewhere and have like a night, would you go back? Do you think?
See, this is what David and I were talking about because he was like, this is so fun. Like we should take the girls to like all the different resorts in Utah and stuff. And I'm like, okay, but like, this is like serious money though. Like staying at a resort like that is expensive. And I'm like, I'm going to pay to go stay at a resort, like I want to go somewhere that's not Utah.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know?
Yeah, it is expensive.
So I don't know that I would, but it is fun. It's just, I don't know. I guess kind of what you're looking for, but.
Yeah, I think a good like economical option, which I think I may have said this on the pod, but if not, I've probably said it to you, is in Midway. They have like the Homestead and they also have the, starts with a Z, Zermatt.
Oh,
and the Zermatt, I've stayed at the Homestead. Really fun with kids because they have a carousel and they have a really fun indoor pool. And it's just like fun. It's like you're walking in Switzerland over there. It's really fun. It's all like Switzerland themed.
Oh, wait. I think I've been there.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I'm trying to think.
A lot of Midway is kind of that like vibe though too. But it's really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Or is there a place like that kind of in Park City? I don't know. Maybe I'm getting them confused. But I for sure stayed at the Homestead.
Okay, yeah.
In Midway.
But. And they redid it. Did you know that? Mm-mm. Just barely. The Homestead. It's like all redone. They have a new pool and everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So there's like more affordable places. But yeah, it's like Snowbird, I'm sure, is really expensive. Any of the ski resorts.
Yeah.
Expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really fun, though.
But good. I'm so glad. Yeah. Good. You guys deserved that.
Thank you.
Night away.
Okay, what about for pop culture this week?
Yeah, I just have a couple little things, not too much going on. I am caught up on Love Island.
Okay.
But Chelsea's not yet, right?
I am so far behind.
What episode are you on?
Like 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you remember the last thing that happened?
It was what we talked about last week.
Oh, okay.
Literally, like, I haven't watched since, but I have heard things that are going on.
Yeah, and honestly, it's so freaking good. This is such a good season. Casa Amor starts this week.
Okay.
So you need to get caught up because next week we need to talk about Casa Amor because it always is, like, game-changing and shocking and jaw-dropping. Okay. And it'll be not as much this year because, like, okay, this is a little bit of a spoiler, but, like, a lot of the couples have not stuck. Usually by now there's like 2 or 3 more solid couples. And I feel like right now there's like 1 really solid couples and a couple that are like on their way, but like,
yeah,
not really.
Because who's still together? Is it
Aaron and Kaylor?
Aaron
are
and
still
Kaylor.
Together. And I love them.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she's really like, I think she has a lot of life to experience.
Mm-hmm.
She is 22 and I think it shows sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But like, no offense, but I think they're great together, like personality wise. And they've gotten even better, I think, since they've been more decisive on like where they stand with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my gosh, there's just so much that has happened in the last 10 episodes or so that you haven't watched yet. So
they're 15.
You need. Yeah, there's no, it's there's 17 out.
Oh my
actually.
Gosh.
But 2 of them are After Sun, and you don't need to watch the After Sun episodes.
Okay.
Those, I mean, you can, but like,
yeah,
skip them. And then just fast forward during the day because there's not that much stuff going on during the day.
Okay.
I pretty much watch the challenges. I watch the nighttime parties.
Okay.
I'll watch the dressing room. Get ready because the girls will spill some tea.
Mm-hmm.
But like, aside from that, you can kind of fast forward a little bit.
Well, and what's her name? Is it Hannah? Just went home.
Oh, yeah. Right? Hannah went home. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Hannah's gone home. Yeah.
Is she like the first one from the original cast
to
go? I
think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
So I know that that happened. I know that everyone hates Rob.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure why because I haven't watched, but I know everyone is hating him.
I hate Rob and hate Leah, honestly.
Oh, you hate Leah?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard people love Leah.
Dirty liar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I can't tell you.
Sure you can. I'm fine with the good spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to why I think that. Mm-hmm. I just think that she is very manipulative. And I think that she wants to come across as very like, oh, I had no hand. So basically the girl that Rob, so this is a spoiler. Okay. The girl that Rob left Leah for, Andrea is her name.
Okay.
She goes home. She gets sent home and Leah plays a part in that. But she tells everyone, I took the back seat. Like, I didn't actually, like, vote her out. All the girls had to make the choice. And she's like, I took a back seat. And basically the other girls are like, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, you had an equal part, if not, like, more rooting for her. So I think she's just, like, trying to, like, say to Rob, like, oh, I took the back seat. I want you to be happy. But really, she's just, like, not over him. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, no. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. There's a lot more to that, though, that I want to dive into. But it's just like, you need to be caught up first and then we can.
Okay, but what if I've never caught up?
You're going to get caught up, Chelsea, because you are not going to miss out on this.
I'm not a quitter, right?
This is prime reality TV and you are not going to give up. Mm-mm. Okay. Not five episodes in, Chelsea.
No, I'm not giving up, but I just feel like I'm never going to get caught up.
I can stop watching for a while, too.
No.
After Casa Amor, I can like put a pause.
Not for me.
No, I don't know. I can't. Not for me. I'm gonna busy in Vegas.
I know. So. I was just going to say, are you going to be able to stay caught up in Vegas?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of TV to watch.
It is. But you just need to stop doing your laundry and stop cleaning your counters and vacuuming and just honestly forsake everything for it. The kids can fend for themselves for a while.
Okay.
You know? We'll be fine. Put a show on.
Okay.
We'll be good. Just teasing. All right. But seriously, it's good. So,
I'm glad this season is good.
Yeah, it's prime.
Good.
It will be talked about forever.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's prime. Aside from that, I love J.C. Marie Smith, and she had her baby.
I know.
Yeah, their precious baby girl. Beautiful. She's so cute. So, as of right now, they haven't announced a name or anything yet, but mm-hmm. she is so cute.
I know.
And I'm like, these influencers keeping the name from us for like a month.
I know. I'm really, really excited to see what she names her daughter because I don't know if you watched like her baby names list on TikTok or whatever, but she had like, I don't know, four or five names that I was like, oh yeah, like actually those are kind like of cute. On my list. Yeah. Even. And she's the first person other than me to say that she, well, that I've heard to say that she would name a girl Leo.
Really? Oh, yeah. I don't remember that being on her list, but yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm like, wow, finally someone.
Yeah. Someone thinks it's cutie.
Yeah. I think it's cute. Yeah. That's a cute girl name. Anyway. Yeah. So I'm really excited to see what she named her. But
yeah, I feel like it's like kind of a lot of pressure. Like even more so for like an influencer.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like a weird like.
I mean, yes and no. Pressure? You know?
I don't know.
You just do what you want and love.
Well, I mean, you would hope.
Yeah.
You would hope they name them what they want and not like trying to be trendy. JC wouldn't, but like, I don't know. I could see some others being like, everyone's going to judge my name. We can't name them that or something like that. But
yeah.
Anywho, I only had one more thing and this is a little bit old, but I just want to say it because it's new for me.
Okay.
And it's a TV show and it's called Maxton Hall and it's on Prime.
Okay.
And it's so good. It's like academia drama, like enemies to lovers, kind of. You're not like a gossip girl person, right? I feel like we've talked about this, or are you?
I love gossip girl.
Okay, then you will love this show. Sorry, you're so offended.
I am offended.
I'm so sorry. There's someone recently I was talking to, and I'm always talking to you, and they were saying they're not really a gossip girl person. So
No.
Sorry to put you in that box.
Yeah, okay, I love Gossip Girl.
Then you will love this. It's How many really seasons? Good. There's only one season out, and it's six episodes.
Oh, so it's new.
It's new. Right? It's new as of like, I think just a couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, good. But it's good. So it's actually based off of German novels, but they did a really good job because the actors are speaking German, but they have a British voiceover and they do a really good job with the voiceover. Okay. Like, obviously, if you are like staring at their mouths, like you can tell there are some inconsistencies, but like it does not take away from the show at all. It's really, really good.
Okay. Because I sometimes have a really hard time with that. I even had a hard time watching Squid Games.
Oh, yeah. Because Squid Games was not good. I mean, it's different though, going from like, what was it, like Japanese
yeah,
to English, mm-hmm, rather than German to English.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, they do a really good job. And because it's British, they also have obviously words they say that are different, like pronunciation, than we do. And so like it matches up even better. It's really, really good. The acting's really good.
And it's on Prime?
It's on Prime. It's so good. Yeah.
Okay.
I have one more episode and I'm going to be sad when it's over. Mm. And then I just restarted Gossip Girl because I'm like, now I need to jump back into something else.
Gossip Girl is so fun. I cannot believe you thought I did not like Gossip Girl.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I love. No, I tried to make David watch Gossip Girl with me not that long ago. And I think we might have even gotten through like the first season together. But he was just not hooked.
I haven't rewatched Gossip Girl in 10 years, probably.
It's so good.
So good.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. I've watched One Tree Hill like probably 5 or 6 times. Mm-hmm. And I've watched Gossip Girl probably twice. And Gilmore Girls probably 5 or 6 times.
I've never watched Gilmore Girls. I know. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I mean, I've seen episodes here and there, but I haven't like watched all the way through.
Oh my gosh. I know. You're a girl mom.
I don't know. Don't people like...
What do you mean, I don't know?
Don't people like hate Lorelai? Like she's like a bad mom or something.
Oh my gosh.
Like makes Rory mother her or something. That's what I've heard.
Oh my.
I don't know. I haven't watched.
Pish posh. You just gotta watch it.
Oh, okay. Pish posh.
Yeah, it's so good. Who cares if she's a bad mom?
Oh, okay.
No, she's not. She's not a bad mom. I mean, she's just young. Like she had a baby in high school, you know? So it's like, yeah, she's growing up alongside her daughter in a way, but I think it's so good. Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Is that the point of the show? Is that they're both growing up together? Like what's
in a way, yeah, actually. Okay. Yeah, I would say in a way for sure.
yeah
I don't so know. Good.
Yeah, anyway, need to give it a chance.
Yeah, I think that's... Oh wait, no, I had one more thing actually.
Okay,
this is kind of like, I don't know if you're a Gracie Abrams fan.
Yeah, sure am.
Yeah, she is so cutie. I love her, and I love her haircut.
So cute.
Oh my god. Oh, yeah. Steal her haircut. It's
you
so
do
cute. But she was spotted with an Irish actor, Paul Mescal.
Okay.
And they were like cozying up in London in a coffee shop.
Oh,
so
cute.
Kind of like new romance alert. They are very cute together. I need to show you a photo.
Yeah, I was like,
he's very cute. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, saw that and I was like, I love Gracie. So happy to see her happy.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, that's him. He's
your
perfect millennial man. No, not millennial. Sorry. What's the generation below us?
I don't know.
Gen Z.
Don't ask me.
It's too late for this. I mean, he could be millennial too, I guess. But like, I was thinking more like Benson Boone status, like with the mullet and like.
Yeah, he's cute.
You know, kind of like artsy vibes.
An Irish actor. What's he in? Anything we'd know?
Yeah, he's in like the newer like Gladiator 2.
Okay.
He's in that. And then Normal People. Did you ever watch that? I didn't either, but I've always wanted to watch that. But those are probably the two most like current.
Notable.
Yeah, notable ones. So.
Okay, well, cute.
And we love an Irish man, so.
Oh, yeah, of course. So okay, was that last on your list?
That was last.
Okay, I have like, I don't know why, these are like short little things, but I have like a lot of things from like Bachelor Nation randomly.
Oh, go off.
I mean,
I haven't seen anything from them lately.
Okay, well, did you not see that Hannah Ann got married finally?
Oh, no.
Okay, Hannah Ann finally married, what's
to
his name?
Same dude.
Jake Funk, oh, right?
Okay.
Right, he's like the football player.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they got married in Italy. So yeah, so happy for them.
Okay,
yay,
fun.
Was
her dress pretty?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's so beautiful.
She is stunning.
Yeah, yeah. So you already know.
Her dress wasn't as hideous as Call Her Daddy's. Call Your Daddy, whatever that podcast is called. Cannot with her dress.
I love Alex Cooper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great for you, but her dress is horrible.
I did not think it was horrible. Okay. Once you pointed it out to me,
a muffin top that she doesn't even have.
Once you pointed it out to me, I could see where you're coming from.
I was like, honey, we're not wearing a leotard with a little tutu attached to it. Like, no.
At first glance,
dress is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Hannah.
Let me see.
Sorry.
Turn around. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Very classic.
So classic. Timeless. Yeah.
Timeless. Beautiful. Anyway. Oh, her veil, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, go look at Hannah. What is it, Sluice?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, go look at her wedding dress. It's very pretty.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what's her face?
Alex Cooper.
Alex Cooper. Yeah, no, you were going to say something about her dress.
No, I was just going to say that, like, at first glance, I didn't think anything of it. Yeah. But then you pointed it out to me and I was like, oh, okay, I can see. I can see why you're hating it. Yeah. But I just love her.
I know. Yeah. She's great.
call me daddy.
Call me daddy. Call me daddy. What is it called?
Call her daddy.
Call her daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, call her daddy. Okay. I'm finally getting it. I see.
Yeah, you get
That's actually really funny.
I know.
Very clever.
So good.
Wish that was my name. Just kidding. Okay, go.
Okay. Next, I have Ashley and Jared. Did you know she was pregnant again?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, really?
Anyway, they're having a boy.
Oh, nice.
Just announced.
Yeah.
Yeah, another boy.
Okay,
So cool. Okay, my next one will take me a little bit longer.
That's okay.
Have you heard of the Nick Viall and Natalie cheating rumors?
Stop it right now.
Have you heard?
Are you trying to ruin my life?
I'm not. And the thing about this is
there's just no way.
No.
I refuse to believe.
No. Listen to me. Okay. So this is like, I want to say like it's like new information coming out, but it's from the past. Okay. So it's not like a current cheating scandal. And the thing is too about this is it's just like alleged. Okay. There's like no confirmation or anything, but basically like it doesn't really matter because if it happened, like they decided to work through it and get married.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But so here's kind of the gist of it all. Okay.
Please tell me she cheated on him. And not.
Yes.
Okay. Thank
exactly.
you. Because I'm like, Nick,
no,
please do not be that guy.
No. So
that cries about not getting married till he's 40 and then cheats on his girlfriend. Please do not be that guy. Okay. Anyway, not that cheating is ever good, but I was about to lose my mind. Anyway, so continue on.
Here's the story, and I'm not going to know every detail. So,
okay.
You know, just stay with me.
Okay.
But basically what I heard was, so you know how Victoria is really good, Natalie is really good friends with Victoria Fuller.
Yes.
Okay. And she dated Greg Grippo.
Choice and friend, but yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently Greg Grippo was at Jason Tardick?
Uh-huh.
Book signing.
Okay.
Was at his book signing and was talking very openly about Natalie cheating on Nick. Okay. And yikes. I guess this is kind of like a not like very like well-kept secret sort of thing. Like even Caitlin Bristow has kind of, she said one time like, oh, like I'm not jealous at all of like Nick and Natalie's relationship. Like not jealous at all. And so
Caitlin is also a very salty person though.
Yeah.
So like coming from her, I'm like,
Well, anyway, just that came
she
out
like
of her mouth.
She didn't want Jason to have his own podcast.
I know.
I'm like, you suck.
I know.
Sorry. Okay. Anyway, keep
also,
going.
Also, Jason Tardick looks really happy with his new woman.
I know. He's so cute.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. He is forgiven of all sins.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. but so anyway, so, oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember the friend's name. Natalie has a really good friend, and this is going to bother me so bad that I cannot remember her name. But basically, this friend threw Natalie a engagement party along with her mother. Okay. So like mom and her best friend threw her an engagement party.
Okay.
And then she has this other friend whose name I also do not remember, but apparently Natalie was cheating on this other friend's or was cheating on Nick with this other friend's boss. And he is like a shoe surgeon. Okay. And I also don't remember his name.
What is a shoe surgeon?
He just like fixes shoes. I don't know.
Joking? That's a job?
Oh my gosh. What is his name? I want to say like Dominic or something. Okay. Anyway, I'm not getting names right tonight.
Secret
but,
Dominic.
So she, yeah. So basically Natalie was, you know, cheating on Nick with one of her friend's bosses. Okay. And apparently it was like a whole thing where like everyone like found out and like everyone was unfollowing Natalie on Instagram, like her best friends. And even the mom who like helped throw the engagement party, like deleted all of her photos of Natalie. And it was like this whole big thing. And
is there like any evidence?
I mean, yeah, I think aside not evidence, but like he said, she said,
it?
Yeah, you know, but anyway,
like any screenshots, any,
no,
do
I
you
don't
think
know.
They're going to address this head on?
I don't know.
Because they're very, like, Nick is very blunt and very, like, I mean, he wants to address things head on with everyone else.
I know.
So I'm, like, very curious if they will.
That's the thing. That's why people are, like, mad about it. Because Nick is always like talking crap on everyone else's relationship and how they do things. Facts. And so they're
that's
like,
also his job. So
I know, but you know what I mean? They're like, oh, well, you guys are not so perfect after all. Like, type thing. But
I mean, always, as we know, everything usually is too good to be true when it comes to social media. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But that would be sad. That would be sad if that were true. And also, I'm just kind of like, obviously, I don't condone cheating ever. But what the hell is the point of cheating on someone when you are just like boyfriend and girlfriend? Like, you are not like even in a contract with them. Like, I don't understand. Like, why not just break up with him?
I know. I don't,
you know what
either.
I mean? It's just weird.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Again, not that cheating's ever acceptable. I just think it's like, it's just strange.
Yeah, I agree.
Huh.
So anyway,
I don't know. It's like very hard for me to believe that for some reason. But again, it's because I'm like warped into their like,
yeah, it's because we love them.
Affairs. Because we love them. Yeah. Oh, I hope it's not true.
Yeah, people are saying she cheated on him.
Yikes.
But like I said, again, it's like
alleged.
It is alleged, and I mean, it's really no one's business. Like, yeah, they
at the end of the
have
day.
Decided to move past it and get married and
exactly
move on from it. But anyway, I thought I would throw that in there just because I was feeling like pop culture was kind of dry this week. I was like, oh, let's slide that in there.
Yeah, but there we go. We delivered for you for pop culture anyway.
I have one more.
Oh,
I have one
go
more.
Off. Okay.
And maybe this is like really boring. Okay. That's okay. Maybe no one cares, but
I care.
Well, we'll see.
I'll tell you if it's stupid.
Okay. Yeah, tell me. Okay, do you like Stranger Things?
I do. Okay. I love Stranger Things.
So Stranger Things, they just came out with the episode titles for the first 6 episodes of season 5.
Ooh, is that coming out this year?
I think it comes out 2025.
Stop it right now.
Yeah, so that's not so, for
why
a long
why are they
time.
Taking so long?
I don't know, but a long time. But anyway, I thought I might read the episode titles and just see if you care.
Okay, I care.
Okay.
I'm invested.
So episode 1 is called The Crawl.
Oh, scary.
Yeah, I know. Episode 2 is called The Vanishing of ... Wheeler. So could be like the mom or the sister, like Nancy Wheeler, or, you know, just whoever. We don't know.
Hopefully not the mom, because if I have to hear her whine, I will die. Okay, keep going. I love her, though.
Episode 3 is The Turbo Trap.
Oh.
And I was watching a TikTok on this, and they were saying it's a lot of, like, Dungeons and Dragons references.
Okay.
Which I know nothing about Dungeons and Dragons, but anyway.
Same.
Episode 4 is called The Sorcerer. Okay. Or just Sorcerer, I think.
Okay.
5 is Shock Jock. Oh. And 6 is Escape from Kamazots. I might be saying that wrong. Kamazots.
Yeah, our D&Ders, let us know if we're pronouncing that right.
Yeah, let us know. Anyway.
All of our
I'm sure we have so many. Anyway, that was all. I just thought, like,
fun.
For the
no,
four
I
people
love.
That care about Stranger Things.
Yes,
I
love Stranger Things. I want to rewatch all of them before this one comes out.
I have to. Yeah. And I felt that way watching season 4. I was like, I should have rewatched everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, especially before this last season, I'm going to need to watch.
So fun. So, no, that was great.
Not for a year, though.
Oh, my gosh. That's so stupid. But I love that. Why are they coming out with episode titles and not even releasing it, like, anytime soon?
I don't know. But I kind of love that, like, people do that now. Like, how Taylor Swift would release, like, the track list before the album comes out.
Yeah, because it gets
out.
You, like, thinking and conspiring on.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So I like that. Anyway, that's it for pop culture.
Okay. So fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, well, today's episode, we thought we would kind of give a little crash course on how to handle a long-distance relationship, because Haley and I know a little bit about being in long-distance relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we just kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit, give some, like, tips and tricks and just ways to, like, make it a little more bearable.
Yeah.
Yeah. To survive a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. Very, very fun. I wanted to start out by just, like, kind of stating the obvious, but, like, why long distance relationships are so hard.
Yeah.
And like I said, for obvious reasons, like, you miss them.
Yeah.
Which I feel
you
like,
get lonely.
Yeah. You get lonely.
You miss the companionship.
Yeah. So that's, like, the obvious one. Second one was you have to have, like, a lot of trust in your relationship to survive a long distance relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, lots of trust. David and I always kind of joke, like when he comes home, like he'll be like, oh, like it would have been so easy for you to cheat on me. And I'm like, really? Like it would have been so easy for you to cheat on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like,
it's like a sick joke.
I mean, yeah, but like so true.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone could at any time, but I think especially when you're like far apart from each other and you don't have the other person there. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, lots of trust in your relationship. Mm-hmm. And then third, I feel like with a long distance relationship, it can't just be like anyone. I feel like it has to be someone that you are like really looking for a future with.
Yeah.
It has to be like worth it.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like with a long distance relationship, you have to have like an end in sight.
Totally. Like I'm, to the distance.
Yes. Yeah. Like I'm not. Yes. To the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a breakup. But yeah, like you have to have at least like some sort of time frame. Like, okay, yeah. Like even if it's a year, you know, like a year from now.
Or if you're both like going to different schools, like colleges, mm-hmm. or, you know, but like then at the end, you both want to, you know, get a job in the same city or something like that. But
yeah.
Having a time, at least some sort of time frame to coming back together in person. Cause yeah, it's impossible to maintain that forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, those are like my main reasons. Do you have anything to add why it would be like hard other than all the obvious reasons it's hard?
Yeah. But I think for me, like probably one of the harder parts is just like when things do come up that are difficult, like after you talk through and resolve, like there's not that physical reconnect. Mm-hmm. I think like that physical reconnect, like even just like being able to like hug and like cuddle and like, or just like being in each other's presence after, mm-hmm. like you don't agree on something, I think it's hard. It just kind of always feels like there's like something missing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally agree. Okay. And then I wanted to kind of touch on why they can be good as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is obviously the most obvious, but distance makes the heart grow fonder. And I experience this a lot. And I think mm-hmm. we talked about it a little bit in our military wives episode. And whatever. But
yeah.
I do feel like every time David leaves, like I gain such an appreciation for him and everything he does for me at home and the emotional support that I'm provided with every day, but I take mm-hmm. for granted. And you know what I mean?
It's like you like physically see and experience the loss of that.
Yeah.
So it just becomes very apparent.
Yeah. So yeah. So no, it's like, it's almost like a honeymoon phase, like every time he comes home.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's like the most obvious one. And then I put builds communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously when you're not together, you can't just, you know, be making out to make up.
Right.
You have to talk through things a lot more.
Right.
Yeah. So you're building communication skills, which is obviously a good thing.
Yeah.
And then it makes your relationship and friendship stronger, because it does like eliminate the physical aspect.
Yeah.
And so you are forced to like bond more on and like an emotional level
and like mental level.
Yeah. Totally. And your relationship is strictly like, it is not about the physical, right. You know? So, you know, it's like real.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like when Vince is gone, like his words of affirmation to me mean more to me. Not that they like should, because like obviously the physical like aspect of a relationship is so important, but like I just feel like when you just know like, oh, what they're saying is like truly like they've been thinking about this, they've been sitting with this, and like now they're expressing it to me, I just think it means, I don't know, just for whatever reason, it means more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Like nothing about it is transactional.
Yeah, totally. That's a good way to look
you
at
know?
It. Yeah. Okay. And then I thought we could kind of like touch on times we've been, mm-hmm. we've done long distance.
Yeah.
So the first one, I don't know if this like really counts or not, but it's kind of funny. And I thought I would just touch on it.
Yeah, go for it.
So once upon a time, back in eighth grade, me and my dear friend Megan.
Okay.
We dated twins.
Oh.
Okay.
Fun.
Very fun. Megan actually dated her twin.
Okay.
For like years and years.
Oh,
and
really?
Years.
Okay.
Yeah. For like, I don't even know, maybe over 10 years, like a long time. But we just thought it would be so fun to date twins, right? Like, we're best friends, so cute. Well, they lived like, I don't even know, like 2-3 hours north. Like, they, no, not that far. I'm over exaggerating. Maybe okay. 2 hours north.
How did you meet them?
I don't know how she met him, but I was introduced like through her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting. I actually do not even remember how she met him. I'll have to ask. Anyway. And she listens to our podcast, so I know she's gonna die.
Yeah. Hey, Megan.
Yeah, she's gonna die at this. But anyway, so us little tiny eighth graders, and I cannot believe my mom would let us do this, but we would literally, one of our moms would drop us off at the bus stop. We would ride the bus. We would ride tracks. We would ride Front Runner. We would get off Front Runner, take the bus to their house. And it would take us like forever to get to their house.
I also cannot believe your parents let you do this.
I know. My mom was so trusting of me.
I mean, yeah, but also just like, not just you, but like just safety in general.
I know. I feel like, I don't even know.
Please do not give me the load of shit that Utah's so safe.
Yeah, no, it's really not.
It's really not.
But maybe things were like safer and better back then. I don't know.
Elizabeth Smart happened in your era. Okay. Taken from her own home. I don't want to hear it. I think people were just more, I just think that generation was a little bit, because they didn't grow up with social media.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault, but I think they do live, maybe not as much anymore, but like then they lived a little more head in the clouds, because for them, they would do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't have like all the access to phones and everything that we do now. So it's like for them, like in their day, they would have done that.
Yeah.
But it's just like crazy, like especially nowadays, I'm like, it's crazy for me to ever think of like letting Vivi do that.
Oh, I would never.
She'd have to just lie her way through it, I guess.
Yeah. No, I would never do that. But anyway, yeah. So it would literally take us like 3 hours to get up there to see her boyfriend. I don't know how long we'd be up there. Never like overnight.
Yeah.
Like a couple hours maybe. And then come right back home.
Wait, how fun for you and Megan though? Like what a fun, like, yeah.
But let me tell you that it lasted 1 month because I broke up with my boyfriend like after 1 month. But anyway,
was he just like what? Not a good kisser or something?
No.
Like, what do you even care about in a relationship back then?
Nothing. He's a very nice guy. Like even still to this day, I'm like, oh, he's so nice. Like,
it just wasn't the spark.
Yeah, I think I was just, I don't want to say this, but just dating twins to date twins. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I did like him. But anyway, no, and I think that's a good example of like, you have to know that like that relationship is worth it. And you have to like really be invested in that person, because obviously, like I said, Megan continued to date her boyfriend for years after that. And she did that for years after that.
Right.
Until she could drive. I mean, whatever.
Right.
But for me, it was not.
Wait, where did they live?
Clinton.
Oh my gosh, that's so far.
Yeah, Clinton.
Wow.
I know, GPS. That's probably like 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
I'm like 4 hours away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was like my first long distance relationship. And then also I feel like the closest thing I've come to with like a real long distance relationship, because I've done lots of military trainings and whatever.
Right.
But they don't really scream long distance relationship to me.
Yeah, it's different. Especially because you have a very, well, most of the time you have a very sure end in sight. Like, usually down to the day, you know?
The one that did, there was only one that felt like a long distance relationship to me, and that was Bullock. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, David had to go to, basically it's after you commission as an officer, you have to go to like a school, and it's called Bullock. And David lived in Virginia for like 5 months. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, in that time frame, I had like gone out to see him twice. And anyway, that was like the first time it kind of like felt like a long distance relationship. Like he was,
and this was before you had kids, right?
Yeah. This was, oh my gosh, when was this? It was 2019. Yeah. So right before I had kids, or had Rowan. But yeah. So anyway, it was like David was at school and then I was just like at home working and living my everyday life. And
yeah,
that's like the closest thing I feel like I've come to, really, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what about you?
I'm trying to think, like, I've had like a couple short long distance relationships, and not with Vince. The first one, we met actually on Tinder.
Okay.
And met in person like one time, and he lived in California and I lived in Vegas. And we dated for like 3-ish months.
Okay.
And had never even kissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's like commitment, truly.
Yeah. But then like he wanted to get more serious. And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I guess just didn't feel like it was worth it and didn't really see much coming out of it. So I was like, no. Mm-hmm. And then I dated someone else. And actually that someone else I did long distance with for like a couple months. But that was after dating him for like a year. And then I moved up to Utah. Mm-hmm. And we did long distance for a couple months, but that also didn't end up working out.
Mm-hmm. For the best.
For the best. So yeah, for the very best. Yeah. So yeah, I only have really done it for like a short period of time and it just never ended up obviously working out. And then, yeah, like we've said with the military, like it is, there are little stints of like long distance relationship, like mm-hmm. vibes, but I don't know. It's also different. It's like the same, but different. I think it allows us to experience what that would be like, but like, and be able to like offer advice. But I also understand that it's different for people that are like, you know, doing it for years at a time mm-hmm. and like dating and like don't have the stability of like marriage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's all kind of different, but I still feel like,
yeah,
kind of the same in the same way. So.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to give some tips on how to kind of navigate a long distance relationship, whether you are married or dating, mm-hmm. or even if it's like a long distance relationship with like a friend or a mm-hmm. sibling or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Doesn't have to be like a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
Too. So.
Totally.
I don't know. How do you want to go about it? Want me to read mine?
Yeah.
Read yours.
We can just go back and forth.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first one I feel like is the most obvious, which is like FaceTime, Zoom, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's just beautiful technology.
I know.
Allowing
we're
us to
so fortunate to have FaceTime in this day and age.
Yeah.
I truly couldn't make it through my, well, I mean, I have before, so that actually doesn't make sense. But I was going to say I couldn't make it through the military trainings without it. But I'm like, actually, mm-hmm. I have before. But it definitely makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, it makes it a lot nicer.
I think like even through FaceTime, even though it's not in person, you can still read their body language. You can still kind of feel the energy.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely much better than texting. I think a lot of stuff can get misconstrued over texting.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And FaceTime is nice because it feels like someone is in the room with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's nice for like my kids too.
Yeah.
You know,
so nice for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like along with that, just like more quality over quantity of conversations. Like, yes, you could totally talk every single day or be texting all day long. But like, I think having more of a quality conversation where you're like both not distracted and like have things to actually talk about. Like, honestly, when Vince is gone, like we don't like text that much. And I think mm-hmm. we both one, we're very busy, both of us. But two, also, it's just nice to have more things to talk about when you're actually talking face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one that I have on mine is just having like a lot of reminders of that person around you.
This one is so good.
Yeah. I just like, I mean, I hung pictures like of literally Vince like in our room. He probably won't want them when he comes back. Up in our room, but like I hung pictures of him in our room because I like wanted to wake up and see his face.
Yeah.
And like I'll wear his clothes to bed. I have like handwritten letters. I literally got his handwriting tattooed on my body. So like I love to have physical reminders of him. And I know that when he's gone, he has the physical reminders of us too, has like letters from the kids, like, you know, pictures that they've drawn. Well, not Kale, but from Vivi. And just like, I don't know, little things that to put around him that makes him think of us and makes him happy and makes it feel more like home.
Yeah, this one is so good. And it didn't even cross my mind, but it's such a good idea. Yeah.
Okay, well, next time David leaves, I'm going to put his face on a pillow and send it to you.
Oh, please.
A full body pillow.
Actually, that would be kind of scary. Kind of scary.
Might actually freak you out.
Okay, well, my next one is have a trip planned always and like something to look forward
like to.
To
see each other.
Yes, okay. To see each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I said, when David was in Virginia, we knew for sure that we were going to plan at least like one trip for me to come out to see him.
Yeah.
So I did. I went out to see him. We went to like Virginia Beach and I just like stayed with him for, I don't know, like a week or something.
Yeah.
So fun. Went home and then I came out again towards the end of his schooling.
Yeah.
Whatever. And we like ended up, it was over Thanksgiving. So we like ended up going to New York together. And then we were able to like fly home together at the very end. But this is nice because it just, like I said, gives you like something to look forward to always.
Yeah.
And like something to like count down to, but it's not like just the end of the long distance.
Yes, exactly. You know? Yes. You need like a mid,
a
midway countdown for sure. I think that's so important. And yeah, I like along with that for me too, like, I also, if I can, have things to look forward to just like at home. So like little countdowns, like, oh, me and the kids are going to go to Las Vegas or go to Moab or like even just like, I don't know, like staycation, whatever. But I think that's, or even like little just like holidays or whatever it might be, having something
little things to treat yourself to.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because we all need it. And it's like, as much as you don't want to wish the time away, I also think it's acceptable to sometimes be like, you know what? We can have things to look forward to and still like appreciate like the present moment. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know what I mean? Like it's a balance.
Yeah.
But yeah. Another thing kind of changing directions that I think has been like really important for me to learn, and it's hard sometimes, is like honoring each other's like independence and autonomy and like understanding that when that person is away from you, like they still have a right to like live their life. Mm-hmm. Not that I ever want Vince to be suffering, because there are some military wives that kind of have the mindset of like, well, I'm back home suffering, so like you better be suffering too.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely try to avoid that mindset at all times. Sometimes it's hard if you get like resentful or something like that, but I think it's just so important to like understand that, like, and part of that is a big trust thing too. Mm-hmm. Like having that foundation of trust to where like if they're like, yeah, we're all going out to do this, and it's like, you know, there's probably going to be situations that maybe they wouldn't do back home, but it's a different environment, knowing that you just have to have trust in that person and know like that you can allow them to be independent of you and still live their life, and you can be back home being independent of them and still like life goes on and it's supposed to still be lived and still be good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Next I put schedule time, like a certain time of the day to talk on the phone or FaceTime, whatever it is. And it's even better if it's like uninterrupted, especially if you have like kids.
Yes.
I mean, for sure you want to like include your kids in, on the conversation some time of the day.
Yeah.
But it's really nice if you can have just like a little alone time conversation at the end of the day.
Totally.
If you can schedule it, you know?
Yeah.
Might depend on the hour, change
the time
and
difference.
Yeah, the time difference and whatever, but anyway, yeah, I just think that's really important to have like like really dedicated time to talk to each other every day.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And again, it's something to look forward to as well.
Yeah.
One thing that Vince and I do that I really enjoy is we almost always have a show that we're watching like in tandem. We just have like an episode that we don't go past. So we'll be like, okay, let's watch to three. And we'll watch to three and then we'll talk about it. And it might take us a couple weeks, like depending on how busy we are, you know? But then we always like have something to look forward to talking about.
Yeah. And like things to like keep you staying in common, you know, something
absolutely.
Yeah, to keep in common.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's been really fun. We've enjoyed doing that with like House of the Dragon that just came out. And there was like a season of Survivor. I didn't do as good as that. I was good with that. But like Alex Rider.
Like you didn't watch?
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm just like, I've always been a Survivor fan, but like I haven't really loved the last few seasons. But anyway, and there was a show called Alex Rider that we've really, really liked watching the last few seasons together. And they came out with a season just barely. And so we watched that. And yeah, it's just fun. Like you said, it's just something we have in common when he's home. So it's just nice to like keep doing those traditions.
Yeah. Like yeah. you said, yeah, something to have in common, something to talk about.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it is hard to find things to talk about.
Oh, it is. It for sure is. Especially yeah. if you are talking every single day.
Yeah.
And yeah, when Vince's parents did their deployment, they only talked a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. It was different too because they didn't have like FaceTime, you yeah. know? But like it just got to a point where they were like, we want more things to talk about. Mm-hmm. And so they only talked a couple times a week. I'm probably too needy and could never do that probably, but
I couldn't either. But it does kind of like the days kind of like all end up being the same.
They do.
Yeah. And it becomes hard to find things to talk about yeah. sometimes. So.
Yeah. And someone else kind of along with this, I was watching like a few TikToks and they were just like, also like eat like the same foods you eat together. Go to the restaurants you like go enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, like get takeout instead. And I'm like, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it just makes you feel nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. No, that kind of lines up with my next one.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's good. So this is something you can do for kind of like a date night or something, you know, yeah. quote unquote date night.
Yeah.
But you can like DoorDash food yeah. to their house. And you, I mean, you could have it be different or you could have it be the same
yeah.
as whatever you're eating yeah. or whatever. But yeah, if you could have like a little Zoom date or something yeah. and then you can also like pay for their
yeah
meal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so that's like something yeah. fun you can do.
Mine and Vince's at this stage would have to be different unless I wanted to eat Subway or Pizza Hut.
Subway is everywhere.
Yep, it is truly and everywhere. Pizza Hut. Oh yeah, gosh. I know. So I might have to get sushi instead, but it's fine. All right. Okay. I'm kind of going into like the communication aspect
okay.
of this all now. I just put more communication, less assumption. Mm-hmm. This can be really hard. I think for me, there have been like times where I like know Vince like has his phone, but he hasn't like immediately messaged me or something, you know what I mean? Or called me. Mm-hmm. And again, this goes along with like, they also need to live their life, you know, but it's like, oh, I know you're off work. Why aren't you calling me? Why aren't you? And it has done me very well to just be like, when he can call me, he will. And just like always kind of assuming the best about the other person's intentions, I think goes a really long way.
Mm-hmm.
And just honestly to like communicating those things like, oh, it made me sad because like, I knew you were off work, but you didn't call me.
Yeah.
And then instead of them getting defensive, being like, oh, yeah, today, instead of going straight to the gym, I decided to go do this instead. So I actually didn't have my phone or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like being everyone putting their guards down, trying to like actually listen to the other person, not get defensive, and then also not assuming that the other person is annoyed of you or just doesn't want to talk to you or is being selfish or whatever, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of like what I had down to. I put, have really open communication about how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Because it is hard
yeah.
to be in a long distance relationship. Like it just is.
Yeah.
But I do think like that's a good life lesson for like anyone in any relationship ever
totally.
Is to just like assume the best.
Yeah.
and to kind of just like, I don't know, like you said, like just let them like live a little more freely and not be so
like uptight.
Yes. Like yeah. so needy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like when you kind of can talk yourself out of those like little spirals, mm-hmm. like you do just enjoy your conversations with them more because you're not going into the conversation like already upset, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was hard for me when Vince was at Ranger School. Ranger School is no contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was really hard for me to not be able to like ever express my emotions to him or tell him how I was doing.
So hard.
Or how I was feeling.
Yeah. Because it's already like such a hard situation for yeah. them to be in, and you never want to like push your, you know,
no
yeah push yeah. your problems on them.
Yeah, well, and you can't even talk to them really, and
no.
also no one in my life had really experienced it before mm-hmm. me, and so it was just kind of like nobody understands, you know. It just was yeah, it was a very lonely time for me.
Yeah Ranger School not for the faint of heart.
Hellish for sure.
Yeah. Okay, you or me?
Well, this one kind of like goes with what we were saying, so I'll just knock this one out. But always like asking yourself, am I really upset at the other person, or am I just upset at the situation we're in?
Again, good for any relationship ever. Good for
any relationship.
Yeah. This is like something you learn in therapy.
Truly. No, honestly, this is actually what I've been talking to my therapist about, is like how to like kind of compartmentalize and like really actually process like your emotions from like what the situation really is, mm-hmm. and like feeling those emotions, not shoving them down because that's not healthy or good, but mm-hmm. just like allowing them to exist while also like, okay,
but kind of like analyzing the situation first before just exploding with emotion.
Exactly, because I think emotions are really heightened when you are apart and you read into things and all of that. So like we said, it just can breed resentment, mm-hmm. and can make little things seem really big.
Yeah.
So just kind of posing that question to yourself. Yeah. Which I need to be better at.
Me too. Wow. Me too. Okay. My next ones, I'll just kind of like throw them together because they're both kind of like just like fun little ideas.
Okay.
But when David is gone, even when he's gone for like two nights or something.
Yeah.
When we're talking on the phone, I will almost always get a text from him and it's like a notification to like play a game with him.
Yeah. So fun.
Yeah. So like
the little like text games that you can do just right from your phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Our favorite iPhone. Is darts.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Darts is good. We like wait, is it darts?
Oh, no, the archery?
Yeah, archery.
Yeah, that's archery is good too. Yeah.
Vince always beats me at that though.
So does David. I suck at archery, but I'm much better at darts. So
okay. I need to try darts.
Yeah, that's our favorite. So we'll be like
talking. Oh, I'm really good at the beer pong one though.
Oh, I don't know if I played that one.
Yeah, but I don't think Vince has beat me at that one.
Yeah, I need to try. Yeah, we try. I feel like we've tried like most of them, but yeah. I don't know if we've tried that one. Anyway, yeah, we'll be like on the phone and then I almost always receive a notification from him and we'll just like play games together and like talk on the phone and it's kind of fun. It's
cup pong, actually.
Cup pong?
There's no beer in the cups. It's animated.
It's animated.
You know what I was saying. Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah, so that's like a fun idea. Also, it's fun. This is like the fun part of being long distance is you can like send little surprise gifts.
Yeah. Or
even like it doesn't even have to be a gift. Like you could send like a letter in the mail.
Yeah.
It's like a nice surprise to receive.
Yeah.
So anyway, those two I thought could just like marry together a little bit.
And I think it's really fun and really like makes you feel connected to the other person to be thinking about what you could send them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it's just like thoughtful. And yeah, I've really enjoyed like anytime I could send Vince a package. Mm-hmm. It's been really fun to like include the kids on it and like decide what we're gonna get. And
it is fun to curate a gift package.
Include all his favorite like snacks and just fun stuff.
Yeah.
Trace the kids' hands.
Yeah.
The bare minimum, but they love it and it's just nice thought. Yeah. I love that. I just have one more actually.
Okay, me too.
I've paired a lot of mine together, but setting like goals and intentions for while you're apart. And this doesn't need to be like the whole, let's just say you're apart for a year. Doesn't need to be the whole year. It could be. But also like, let's say you get to see each other halfway through, like you could set a goal or intention for the first half. And then like on the plane ride home, you could set another goal and intention for like the second half. Mm-hmm. And these can be like goals and intentions you have like together and for your relationship and also for yourself. And anytime I have done this and completed a goal while Vince has been gone, it has been so much more impactful for me because I think it's just like I am doing this like by myself and for myself, mm-hmm. you know? So like I'm training to run a half marathon and Vince like won't be able to be there for it. He'll be gone. And I already know I'm going to be sobbing at the end. Not because I just ran a half marathon. Well, maybe actually because I just ran a half marathon and I'll be dying. But I think also it's just like, I don't know, when you're so used to doing these things with each other, I think just like doing something that's really like mentally and physically challenging for yourself and doing it. I mean, I'm literally doing it so I have something to train for and something to keep my mind off of the distance, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like to then complete that, I think is just going to be like kind of emotional for me.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So you can find me sobbing at the end of the finish line in St. George in October.
I'll be sobbing for you too.
I'll be FaceTiming Chelsea.
Yeah. I know. Or do I come support?
No.
Oh my gosh.
No one needs to see me die.
No, you won't die. You're going to do really well.
We'll see. I've barely gone up to 5 miles and I still hate running. So,
but that's good. You have how long? 3 months?
Yeah.
Away? Yeah. When is it? End of October, July, beginning?
Beginning, July, okay. August, September. Yeah. So three. Yeah.
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 You're going to kill that.
Hey,
even though we'll when see. You told me you were running that, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Like, why would you do that to yourself? I ask myself that question every time I start running.
No, it's great for you. I just, I could never.
It's not great for me, but.
Anyway, no, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Goals are always important. Yeah. Period.
Yeah. So. And I feel like it's like kind of overdone. Like people always like have a goal, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
No.
But I think like really when you get down to it, like you need these things to like keep having a purpose and staying focused.
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
You say having a goal is overdone. You're going to think my next one is so stupid.
I mean,
it's kind of dumb. But anyway, I just put as my last one, just make sure you text often. And if you can't, I think it's so meaningful to receive a good morning text and a good night text.
I think so too. That's nice.
Yeah. To always know that, like, I mean, David can't always text me all day when he's away because he's busy. But it's nice to know that he thought of me in the morning.
Right.
And he thinks of me before bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And it's like sending little things throughout the day. Like when I send Vince like a picture of me or a picture or video of the kids. Like, you know what I mean? Stop it over there. What? You're smirking.
I'm like, and our last one, nudes.
Not that kind of photo. No, but like it means a lot because you're like, oh, you're thinking of me. Because you know what I mean? Chelsea can't get over it. I'm trying.
Sorry. Thought never even crossed my mind until now, but there's the good one. A little bonus. But,
yeah, a little bonus. Send nudes. You heard it here first, folks.
And that brings us to the end of our long distance relationship rant.
Nice. That was fun.
Yeah, that was good. I hope that you could take away something.
Yeah.
From like, it. I learned things from you.
I was going to say, same. So. I learned things from you. And like you said, I actually feel like a lot of these can be used like in your everyday.
Yeah.
Like in-person relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there was some therapy in there.
Yeah. Truly. Go us. You're welcome.
I mean, it's all from you. I'm like, send texts and play games.
Send nudes.
And that.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you made it all the way to the end, go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod. That's where we do all of our submissions and polls. And we keep you updated on everything over there. And give us a rate and review on the podcast. That would really help us out. And we love you. And we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.